ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 8. Onomatopoeia that won't make you cry.
Natsuko desu. Konnichiwa. Hi everyone. This is Natsuko.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. Gyongo and Gitaigo.
Gyongo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds, just like in English. Woof woof or meow.
Such as wan wan, nyan nyan.
Gitaigo, on the other hand, describes a situation, feeling, or state using sounds.
Such as pera pera, which means fluent in foreign language.
We hope you'll enjoy this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. So, without further ado, let's get on with this lesson. To recap quickly, in the previous lesson, we learned the onomatopoeia that describes grin.
Yes, niko niko and ニヤニヤ。
夏子さんは今？
私はニコニコしています。I hope.
So, 夏子さん is grinning from ear to ear. In this lesson, we're going to cover the other side of the spectrum.
Oh, the sad side.
That's right. In this lesson, we're going to introduce the onomatopoeia that describes crying, such as
ギャーギャー、メソメソ、シクシク。
What's the first onomatopoeia we're looking at?
ギャーギャ
ー。 Now, we can't translate them without context, so, Natsuko-san, can we have ギャーギャー in context?
Sure. 子供が転んでギャーギャー泣いていた。
A kid fell over and he was crying loudly. ギャーギャー is the sound of a considerably high-pitched noisy crying or screeching that usually implies the speaker's unpleasant feeling.
Yes.
So when ギャーギャー is used with a verb, you, to say, orわめく, to yell, it means to complain or to whine.
ギャーギャー言う。ギャーギャーわめく。For example, 子供は大きい声でギャーギャーわめいていた。
A kid was screeching and showing his discomfort in a very loud voice.
迷惑ですね。
Yeah, I think he's a bit troublesome for others. And with our translation, we're trying to be very literal so you can really try to grasp the meaning. Because, We have three onomatopoeia associated with cryings. So in order to make the difference clear, we're using that translation. So, on to the next onomatopoeia. What's the next onomatopoeia?
シクシク。
In context, please.
子供がシクシクと泣いている。どうしたんだろう?
A kid is crying quietly. I wonder what happened. So we also have here for translation, whimpering or sniffling. Kind of like when you hear somebody quietly crying.
Yes.
Hey, are you crying, Natsuko-san? You do that very well. That is shiku shiku.
Yes. Maybe the person is almost making no sound, very quietly crying.
Now, shiku shiku is the quiet crying sound usually made by a woman or children. Now, there's one more onomatopoeia associated with crying that we're going to cover here, and that is
meso meso.
Now,Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Shiku shiku is quiet. Shiku shiku.
Yes, right.
Where does meso meso fall into this?
That's a really good question. Well, meso meso could be the same sound as shiku shiku. It's also a very quiet crying, but the difference is that shiku shiku is focusing on the sound, whereas meso meso is focusing on the attitude.Of someone who keeps moaning and groaning.
So, meso meso gitaigo, a sound associated with a feeling or a state.
Yes.
That one that's unfamiliar, kind of unfamiliar to English speaking people.
Maybe, yes.
Whereas, gya gya or shiku shiku are gyongo based on the sound, the onomatopoeia that are familiar to English speaking people. All right. So, Natsuko-san, can we have a sample sentence for meso meso?
去年の今頃、私は失恋をして毎日メソメソ泣いていた。
This time last year, I had a broken heart and was whimpering every day. Whimpering, sulking.
In this case, it's not natural to say shiku shiku naiteita because this sentence is talking about my feeling and attitude, not the way I was crying.
Yeah, not the sound.
Yes. And you can also say meso meso suru instead of meso meso naku.
So, Natsuko-san, we have something fun today.
What?
So, speaking of gihongo and gitaigo, can you mimic this sound? We're going to play an audio file, listen to it, and then try to mimic it. Listeners, please pay attention to the words Natsuko-san uses. Here we go.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
So, a crying baby is ogya, ogya in Japanese?
Yes. How about in English?
Wah, wah. How about the next sound?
Ing, ing, ing. So that's ing, ing kind of cry.
But it's interesting. It's pretty close. I could see the difference. I have no idea how to make the difference between the crying baby and a crying four-year-old boy.
Right. Where's the difference? But you can hear the difference.
When you do it, yeah, it's interesting. Japanese onomatopoeia. Okay, let's recap the usage of the words we looked at today. And we're going to do this with sample sentences.
The first phrase is, ギャー ギャー 泣く. Jason を見て子供は怖いよとギャーギャー泣き始めた.
When the kid saw Jason, he said, scary. And started screeching. Okay, first things first. Jason is the American horror film Jason?
I guess so.
Have you seen it, Natsuko-san?
No, it looks so scary.
Yeah, maybe it's better we could say The Ring or something like that.
Or maybe for smaller children, something like Halloween costumes.
That's so funny. Yeah, Natsuko-san. The sample sentence is showing a kid Jason and then... My way of toning it down is showing him the ring. So you're not really good with kids yet, am I? Okay.
I think the second one would be better for the ring.
Let's do the second one. What's the phrase?
Shiku shiku naku.
Sample sentence.
Ringu o mite kodomo wa kowai yo to shiku shiku naki hajimeta.
When the kid saw the ring, he said, scary, and he started sniffling. Okay, lastly.
Meso meso naku, or... meso meso suru. 友達がメソメソしていないで、もっといい人がいるよと言った。
My friend told me, stop moaning and groaning. There must be a better person out there. So you could see in the last one that it's kind of the person is, the crying is like a byproduct of the person feeling sorry for themselves.
Yes, right.
You know, picture a dark room, you know, bento boxes everywhere. Come on. Snap out of it.
Very negative feeling.
So, I think that about does it for today. Now, be sure to stop by the website and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of this lesson.
それではまた今度。